The devil with such wrath knows he has to change his strategy. And the strategy is this. I'm going after their very faith. I'm going after their homes, their marriages. I'm going to try to paralyze every spiritual man and woman on the face of the earth.
There's something in you that says, I can do more. This just can't be it. There's something in you. There's a calling on your life. But I got a saying, when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what's in store for you if you challenge yourself, if you persist and persevere.
Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Cole Davis with the Lions Path Radio Show, and we're on Facebook Live and on Hebrew Nation Radio. And if you're listening via the podcast or the YouTube video later, bless you and thank you for joining us. I pray that you are having a wonderful week. We are, this evening, having our 200th episode. We started the Lions Path, my first upload, and I had to go all the way back to look at this, was 6 August 2014. And to be honest with you, I did not know what I was going to talk about past six episodes. And it's been a wild, crazy journey with the Father leading the way and everything. So this evening, we wanted to take a moment and give praise to Him, not to the Lion's Path, not to me, not to On That Day Ministries, but to Him for the work that's been done in our lives, that's been done in your life via this, via what He's revealed through this show. And so we have some testimonies this evening, and we have some tremendously powerful things that people have shared, and I'm so grateful to be part of that story, but I'm just the figurehead. So a couple of announcements. May 10th through 11th is unitedinworship.org, United in Worship in Atlanta, unitedinworship.org, 10th through 11th of May. Coming up quick, really looking forward to going back down there. We're getting some things together. We're working on some things. And if you'd like to join us down there, it's a tremendous time. Let's see here. A big announcement from the Sacred Apparel front. Many of you know that in the past we've done t-shirt campaigns that you have to wait 3 weeks. You know, we gather. It's a fundraiser style. Sacred Apparel has graciously offered to not only print, but sell and ship On That Day Ministry t-shirts from their website. And so they will be available all the time. And you can go there. Proceed will go to them. Part of it will go to them. Most of it will come to us. And that's how you can support us. And we are going to have some cool designs on there. Just stay tuned. It's going to be a good time. So let's see here. Yep, sacredapparel.net. We're going to get that going here before too long. And we already have some printed up. We already have some things in the works, some very simple designs, but we're also pushing forward on many things. So I'm hearing myself. My wife turned on her phone. So some good things happening. So anyways, let me think here. What else we got? Godly Men of Valor, gmvevents.com. Stay tuned for that. We have Indianapolis coming up. Actually, it's about an hour north of Indianapolis in a town called Kokomo. But stay tuned for that, and the details are going to be coming out about that here very quickly. Oh, let's see what else we got. So I will tell you that first, before anything, of course, we want to give praise and glory to the Most High for this opportunity to be used in His kingdom this way and to be able to reach as many people as we do every week to hear the message that He wants you to hear for the week. And I just want to thank Hebrew Nation Radio, specifically Don and Cindy Wyatt, for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank Mike Clayton for vouching for me way back when. And this has been a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And 5 years later, here we sit, almost 5 years later. And like I said, I didn't know what I was going to speak about past six episodes because I had my demonology series on YouTube, which is still available. And oh, I guess I should tell you about my website, onthatday.org. Once again, I want to thank you all because your support has allowed us to go and help other families. This last weekend, we went and helped a family specifically. Great praise report there. Great time of fellowship and deliverance with them. I didn't even have to think about it. The provision was there because of generous folks just like you. And I very much appreciate it. If you'd like to join us in that mission and go help other people, help your brothers and sisters. I'm looking to do this full time here eventually. So prayerfully consider that. And I pray that you would really, really think about that. We would greatly appreciate it. So, and then we can keep doing this and having fun like this. So, okay, let's see here. What was I going to talk about this evening? Oh, yes. So I will tell you that the way the Lion's Path has worked for 5 years now, and Lion's Path has gone, I've gone with the Lion's Path through some major ups and downs, and you go through, you know, some losses of relationships. Unfortunately, when you talk about the nature of stuff we do and you confront the things that we confront, you know, there's some real lows that come with that, especially when you are confronting everything that you're talking about in yourself. The vulnerability that you guys continue to talk about and point out is I'm kind of struggling and moving forward in front of you, and I pray that you join me in that many weeks. And just this evening, there was something that came about where I was realizing, you know, the leavening that's coming out before Passover, you know, I'm still struggling with submission in some areas. And I'll tell you that the whole point of the Lion's Path when we started was we were talking about demonic forces and deliverance. And I can tell you that past a few weeks, unless you really go super sensational, unless you go fear-based, unless you go, and I'm not a conspiracy guy, unless you go down that route, and I'm not putting anybody down who does this, but I knew that from what I'd seen in the ministry up to that point, and we've been doing this for about 6 years now, 6 or 7 years now, I can tell you that the demons are actually the easiest part of the equation because they respond to the authority of Yeshua. They respond to the authority of the Most High, and especially believers who know who they are and know what authority they wield. The Lion's Path is about you finding that authority. It's about you overcoming the things that stop you from claiming that and living a life of victory. Demons are not the biggest issue that we have. It is actually our flesh. In my experience, our flesh is a much more formidable opponent. As we pointed out before, you know, resist the adversary and he'll flee from you, the scriptures say. Yeshua then turns around and says, flee from sexual immorality. And what that tells me is that you have a greater chance of standing toe-to-toe with the enemy than you do standing toe-to-toe with your own flesh. And so when we really started diving in, we started noticing strongholds that gave the adversary authority in people's lives. We started noticing the assaults on marriage and assaults on parenthood and certain skills and focuses that, quite frankly, many in the Hebrew roots were beginning to lose and starting to grow cold in that fire, not just to, yes, we all have this voracious appetite for the word, but do we have the voracious appetite for the Elohim that the word talks about? And it isn't our brain that stops us from moving down that road, it's our hearts. So yes, we talk about demonic forces, we talk about deliverance, and we talk about many of these things, but I can tell you the greater adversary exists in each one of us. Our propensity to agree with the adversary, our propensity to do things and listen to his temptation and to his voice and to lose our focus and to get distracted and to become ineffective, that was something that the Lion's Path and the show, as I started seeing myself go down that road, became a mission to give the people, to give the lions of Israel their teeth and their claws back. Many of us have a gospel that is way, way too G-rated, if you will. I think many of us really like to sanitize the gospel, especially sanitize it in our lives. We forget that it's real, it's living, it's breathing, and it's because of the resurrection of the Messiah. I don't know if you're celebrating Passover this weekend like we are, but please take time to celebrate the Feast of First Fruits on Sunday, on the first day of the week, the resurrection. So, all righty. So it was a process that really required a lot of what I like to call, and what is a common phrase, intestinal fortitude. And I began to invite the Hebrews that were listening to find that force within them. I think many of us don't understand what that really means, that gut center forcefulness that we need to have within each one of us. What is it that causes, you know, in Proverbs 28 verse 1, the wicked to flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion? There is an identity and understanding and experience, a testimony, and a knowledge of oneself and who we serve that causes us to really push forward, to really resist the adversary, not from our brains, not even from our heart, but from our gut, that intestinal fortitude. You know what's amazing about that? The definition of that, according to the popular language, is intestinal fortitude is defined as courage and endurance to go on. A marathon runner is an example of someone with intestinal fortitude. I thought that was perfect because we're in a race, folks, according to Paul. It takes courage. It takes the confrontation with pain. It takes the confrontation with our shortcomings. It takes the courage to look at the things that have happened to us in the past, the pain that we would like to put away and bury and forget about until it comes up and tackles us from behind when it gets triggered by an event or a relationship, or we start to see unhealthy patterns in our lives and we start to live these lives of depression and defeat. But it's that intestinal fortitude that is something we all need. Maya Angelou, who wrote this, and I thought it was very, very true. Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. So my brothers and sisters, tonight we are going to be reading stories and hearing from people who listen to The Lion's Path. And I'm going to stop, and it's going to sound very self-serving, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you have thanked me personally, trust me, if you send a testimony, if you thank me personally, I have received it. I'm going to leave it out of your testimony simply because I don't want to sing my praises this evening, but I have received it and was very blessed by it, so thank you for that. But there are many, many things in our lives that we have to grab a hold of and we have to see. One of my favorite sets of verses when it comes to what the Lion's Path is about is Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace through Elohim, through our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of Elohim. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of Elohim has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. If there is a mission statement for this next phase of the Lion's Path ministry, and we're getting ready to change a couple things, change our presentation, change a couple focuses, going back to many of the things we started with, but also moving forward into many new things. I am a man who has understood what it means to go through trials and tribulations and chosen the wrong thing over and over again and given into temptation. And I know many of you are, of course, in that same boat because you're human. But at the same time, what do we allow the Father to do with that when we bring it to Him? What do we allow Him to do when we take all of our weaknesses and all of our brokenness and bring it before Him? What do we allow Him to do with that? Many times I think we assume the Father is just going to do something for us without us bringing it to Him and submitting it to Him. That was a word that really hit me this evening as I was praying and beginning to do the show, because I wasn't real sure what I was going to do on the show. Submission. Submission to the authority of the Alpha Lion, Yeshua HaMashiach. Bringing everything we have with us to Him and allowing Him to wash us clean in His blood, to give us a new identity and to give us a purpose in the body, to give us a purpose in the lion pride. And we need every single one of you healthy, well-fed, functional, and vigilant, because we live in a dangerous place with enemies roaming around, hidden dangers, everything like that. We need you. So I pray that as you hear these, you hear stories of people who have confronted things, they've gutted it out, that intestinal fortitude has been used. And like I said, this is not an I love me session. This is an I love him. We love him. We celebrate the victories that people have brought forward. We celebrate with you. I found a really interesting quote before we move on. And this is so true in my life, because the greatest enemy of that drive, that place within us that each one of us needs to continue to walk down this path. Craig D. Lonesborough writes this: the most critical time in any battle is not when I'm fatigued. It's when I no longer care. The apathy of heart, those moments when we are pushing toward the kingdom and we, it's not the discouragement, because discouragement within it presents just new obstacles. It is when we grow apathetic about our spiritual condition. That is our greatest enemy. What I want you to hear in this, in these testimonies, in these stories, are stories and tales of people who push through and are continuing to push through. That's the whole point of this. So once again, it's not an I love me session. It is a we love him and we praise him. I wanted to start this evening with a lady. I started, I gave a call, I think it was about 6 months ago. I was way off on my count for the 200th episode. And this nice lady who's a big supporter of ours sent this in, and she sent it in last July. And I said, I will save it until the actual 200th episode. So here we sit. Miss Gina writes this: I am so grateful for the Lion's Path. When I was at my deepest despair in my Torah walk because of the coldness I was witnessing toward our Christian family and the pagan holidays, time and time again, the Father used the show to show me that I'm headed in the right direction. She's been listening for about 2 to 3 years now. 2 to 3 years plus 7 months now, plus almost a year. Knowledge will not supersede the Spirit. We are all in different positions, but all being built to become one in the body of Messiah. The humility, and this is, the humility and brokenness you shared on the show was so refreshing, which allowed walls to come down in me and accept that this walk won't be easy and my issues need to be addressed. And as I do so, a new strength in the Lord will be renewed. I'm grateful to hear I'm not alone in the process of continual brokenness. Boy, you sure are not, Miss Gina, that's for sure. For he that is in us is greater, for he has overcome the world. Many times, many of us just need to get back on the path. That's one of the reasons we have this show. The path is there. We just need to find it and be guided back to it sometimes. So I've known this family quite well. They've brought me out. This is Miss Rhonda sends this in. I'm going to leave their last names off. They can share if they want to. What a blessing this ministry has been to our family. In 2017, my husband attended a GMV conference in Georgia. This is our first time being introduced to me. During the conference, my husband asked me to check out a teaching on YouTube, Lions and Wolves. This started a pattern of me watching several videos. Let's see. Man, I don't know how to do this without saying this. And I receive this with humility and I present this with humility. Cole has a gift from Hashem. He is able to witness and to deliver messages that help guide you to a deeper reflection and ability to release enemy ties, reveal lies we have told ourselves, and break through generational junk to help us become a better version of who the Father created us to be. Thank you very much for that testimony, Rhonda. Thank you very much. And I receive your other very kind words. All right. A good friend of mine, Teresa, writes, a lot of people really, really enjoyed the Wolves and Lions teaching. And actually, I will be doing that teaching in Missouri in December at the Raising Up the Remnant conference. I'm really looking forward to that. And that's been a life-changing teaching for me as well, kind of framed information and was such a powerful metaphor for so many of the things that we, you know, we've been doing. And it's been a real tremendous, powerful tool. And it's been a blessing to not only me and my family, but to many others. Let's see. Teresa writes, the first time I heard Cole's teaching about wolves and lions, my spirit was awakened. This teaching has made a huge impact upon my life in many ways. And actually, this teaching was flushed out here on the Lion's Path. I didn't even plan to do that teaching. It came about a year and a half, 2 years later, when there were many things that we were going through, and I was just beginning to notice some things. And I was like, you know, why do I have this propensity for nature? And the Father said, well, watch it. Why did I use those metaphors in the scripture? Why that animal? And so as I began to dig in, it was like, wow, richness of truth. And you see the Father's fingerprints in his creation. The same patterns emerge. So Teresa continues, we live in a wolf society, and it continues to grow ever more fierce and intolerable for anything that helps people to get better and treat others with honor or respect. If you aren't the top dog in your arena, then prepare to be devoured. There are many areas in my life that I have been the product of a wolf attack. Always feeling like the Omega Wolf, the one that was always picked on. Yep, the victim. Constantly watching my back to see who is coming at me to do me harm. I grew up that way. I don't mean to sound cliche here, but it is true on many different levels. The Father graciously, I will add, showed me the areas in my life and attitude where I have been the wolf on the attack. It was all I could do to keep from lashing out in pain and anguish at what I saw in my own life. I was a wolf. With the gentle nudge from the Ruach and support from Cole and honest and humble honesty, sometimes, as Teresa will attest, sometimes has to be pretty confrontational, had shown me that I have the ability and strength within me to be the lion Jehovah has called me to be. Deep down, I knew it was possible to change my ways. When I truly and deeply repented for adopting the role of a wolf, I began to change my habits, change the ways I thought and pray and act and treated others. I am becoming the lioness that Yahuwah has called me to be. Every few months, I go back and listen to this teaching again. It sheds light on so many different aspects of how to overcome the many challenges of this life. I have been blessed with listening to Cole's teaching for many years now, and he is a brother in the Lord. He is willing to tell you what you need to hear with permission and not to sugarcoat the hard stuff. I'm regaining a lot of ground that I had let go of, and I am on a new path, one that helps others to see the best in themselves and teaching others how to love and support each other, and I'm gaining strength. The wisdom that Yahuwah has spoken through Cole has been an inspiration, and it's been a blessing to know my dear sister Teresa as well. By the way, she's on our tour right now. If you have your opportunity to go out and hear her speak about proper biblical burial, I recommend you do that. Let's see, where are we at? Okay, so we got a couple minutes. We'll continue after the break, but I just wanted to take a moment. I'm very humbled to hear how the Lion's Path has been in your life. It's been a tremendous honor and blessing to do this program and to do this ministry. This program, the Lion's Path, has kept our ministry alive, because there were times when I was so discouraged in ministry and what I was doing at the time that I, if it had not been for the show and me being able to research what I was feeling at the time according to the scriptures, that I would have given up. I would have stopped and quit. So me, myself, I am a recipient of the ministry of this, of the ministry myself. And I'm so grateful to the Heavenly Father that every week He guides and directs the messages that I need to confront in myself. It's been a tremendous motivating force in my life, and I pray that it's passed on to you all. And as we continue this evening, we just want to hear powerful testimonies and everything that you have benefited from by the Father using this program, using Hebrew Nation Radio and On That Day Ministries, whatever it may be. And like I said, I'm very, very humbled to be his servant and your servant. And as we continue, I pray that you would support Hebrew Nation Radio, not only with finances, but most of all with prayer. We'll be back in a few minutes. All righty. Welcome back to the Lion's Path with myself, Cole Davis. So I'm just humbled. I've got information coming in from every avenue. Like, you had a week, folks, and you'd take the last 2 seconds and send in testimonies. I'm not even get a chance to vet them. It's all good. I'd rather have them than not. So I'm not complaining. Trust me. So, all right. We were continuing on with testimonies and hearing the stories of what, you know, this ministry and this program. And I want to give credit also, of course, to Hebrew Nation Radio, who has allowed us to be on their airwaves and gave us this opportunity. And so I want to make sure that you all understand that they are the vehicle that started this, and they are the ones that are also a vehicle for that blessing and praise and healing to come. So we have LaShaw writes this: Yah has used this ministry to help me through the longest, darkest valley I've known in my life this past year. He has uncovered so many strongholds, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, idolatry, all that my flesh had hidden from me. I have surrendered so much to Abba with On That Day's help, Lion's Path's help. Thank you for your willingness to teach about and uncover the truths that many don't want to. That's the key right there. You know, it's, and I want to thank her for that, that amazing testimony, and thank you. So very beautifully worded. The key there is, do you want to? Do you want to move forward? Do you want to hear? Do you want to see? Do you want to be clean? Do you want to be healed? Are you willing to acknowledge it? Are you, you know, it's those of us who are so broken that we have no choice, because we're not functioning anymore. We're not seeing anymore. We're not hearing anymore. Our relationships are falling apart. When we have nowhere else to go and do that, that's when your brokenness is a blessing. And many times I've forgotten that. I know many of you have said you have forgotten that as well. But when you push in and you press in and hear that, you know, it's such a tremendous, tremendous, powerful force. It really hurts. It's uncomfortable, but discomfort causes you to move from one place to another. Shift positions, change inevitably. Ashley writes this: Hi, my name is Ashley, and I listened to one of your videos about strongholds and forgiveness being the key to getting rid of them. I was extremely angry all of the time. I was getting sent home from work almost 2 or 3 times a week. I watched that video and everything just clicked. It's like I wait getting angry. It was so awesome. So something fell apart there, Ashley, but thank you so much for that testimony. And I'm telling you, that anger, it oftentimes is that sign that it's either fear, pride, or something along those lines. So I want to take a moment and invite the most important person in my life to come up. We did a show together, and this is my lioness. This is my lioness here. You're so short.
I know, I am short.
So here, go, have you step up. So you can almost see Sully behind you. So I want to take a moment and thank her for being on the show. We've received many, many email testimonials and personal testimonials from people when we did the show about overcoming betrayal in marriage. And I want to say that she and I are still on this path, this journey together of recovery and things of that nature. But what I'm so grateful for is having a wife who sticks it out and guts it out and is the definition of intestinal fortitude. So
yes, it's been a journey.
Yes, it has. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I am definitely no piece of cake. So
no.
So, in the spirit of this show this evening, what is your, observations and impact or input? What have you seen out as you've been talking to people?
Well, it always blows my mind. In at least social media land, how many people I know that know you, and then they make the connection that I belong to you. And that's always really funny. I think everybody pretty much knows now.
Yeah.
But There are a lot of, and I'm in a lot of women groups, so I know some of you are watching, so shout out to my Hebrew women, that are huge fans of you. And I sit there and go, if you only knew.
If you only knew, right? Yeah.
No, but it's really encouraging because, you know, I would say, how long ago did you start doing this? 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
So I, just to give you guys a little insight, 5 years ago, we were in a totally different place.
Oh, yes.
And so when Cole came to me 7 years ago and said, I want to start a ministry, I was like, I don't know if you're ready for that.
Well, I will correct you. God is telling me to, not that I want to.
Well, so, and yeah. I have a habit of not trusting that aspect.
Right.
And we have a history there. By the way, for those of you that don't know, when God told Cole to be Jewish, was like, no. And because raised Southern Baptist, to me, being Jewish meant something else. So it was really hard for me to really trust him in this. And it was a true like testament of just me having to give up control of, you know, everything really. And he wanting to do ministry and me being concerned whether or not that was the right thing for him at the time. And I will say it probably took me a good 2 years because I think I actually got to see you speak in public.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before I realized, oh my gosh, who is this person? because you really do step into this role that I had actually never seen you step into at home, because I get to see the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And I get to see you work through all of these things that you're teaching on. And so you guys know, a lot of the stuff that you hear him teach on is stuff he has personal experience with, or that we have personal experience with, and that we've fought these battles in our home, together, individually, with other people even. Yeah. And so it was really cool to see that happen. And, you know, the other thing is spiritual and personal development is a journey, and you're never going to be there. You're never going to be like, I've arrived.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter where you're at on the journey, God can use you in a very profound way. I mean, if you read the Bible and you read the prophets, a lot of them were hot messes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when God had a role or a task for them, he gave them the voice, he gave them the power, he gave them the authority, and they did it.
I remember saying to the father one time, is you know, we would had a really, really good show, and I can't remember. I think it was the show we did on self-pity, and we got a lot of great feedback on that show. And it was just like all these great things were coming in about the show. And I was like, Father, I feel so unworthy to do this work. And I remember him saying to me, you are. Now get to work. And it was like, okay, I'm still using you. I'm still doing this. And that's the message he has for every single one of us.
Right.
So, yeah, so I definitely wanted to bring in a witness to the fact that this has not been an easy walk for us either. Many of you out there are struggling, maybe in your marriages and things like that. I think many times that the thing that has kept us together, even though we've been, you know, frustrated with each other in situations and had losses and defeats and victories and whatever it may be, life, you know, I would say that probably sums up that whole thing, is to keep praying for one another, keep lifting each other up, keep working it out. We have the conversations that don't have a good ending sometimes. We have the struggles. We have all those things that that remind us that we're human, you know. And so that's why this is one of those places where having her in my life really, I always said that I feel like sometimes I'm a kite tied to a rock, but she's the one that keeps me grounded, and she's the one that keeps me moving forward, because when you see that your decisions have a real impact on someone else, she's given me 4 beautiful children. Everything, all the blessings that flow through her to us is tremendous. And I just want to bring her on and kind of point out that not only are you recipients of it, but we are too. We are, the Father's working in us through the Lion's Path just as much as he's working on you all. The messages hit us here at home before they go out on the airwaves many times.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes days later when I go, oh, you know, I taught on that this week and here I'm struggling with it, things of that nature. So she's a piece of my personal testimony. So thank you for coming on the air, honey.
Are you done with me now?
I am done with you now.
Okay. All right, guys, have a good night.
Away with you. So, So, but thank you all for the warm reception to my wife there. So let me see here. Where are we at? Where are we at? Are we done with this one? I think we are. Okay. A couple more. I'm going to keep going here. My dear friends, Justin and Aaron, who I had the opportunity to do some ministry with here recently. Justin writes, this ministry has helped me break through so much emotional pain and strongholds in my life. The Splunkna sessions, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, have been more than awe-inspiring and have helped me refocus and retrain my mind in the way of the Most High. This is just the beginning. There isn't enough to pay Cole for the gift that he and the Father's blessed us with through him. May he bless this ministry and do even mightier things in his name. And I do pray for that, and I kind of don't at the same time, if you know what I mean. Aaron writes, his wife writes, on that day, ministries has been a great blessing to our family for years now. We've grown so much with what the Father is doing through his work. We have seen and heard many testimonies of families and individuals healing and overcoming wounds of the past and present with the help of this ministry. We are thankful that Cole submits to Yah's will in helping others this way. We all need it more than we could imagine. Now, you know, with Jennifer being on the show, I just want to make sure that maybe that's the... I'm a work in progress just like the rest of you. So I'm having a little trouble accepting blessing tonight. That's not good. So Cassidy writes this. The Lion's Path has been a lifesaver for me. Right before Yom Kippur last year, I was struggling so much with depression, shame, anxiety, and I felt so bogged down. I started listening to a few of the episodes pre-recorded and watched the Yom Kippur episode live. Everything changed right then. I knew what I had to do to break the chains of my depression, and it was a struggle, but I saw a way out. I've learned so much about spiritual warfare, which makes so much more sense now, as well as betrayal trauma. Let's see here. I'm grateful for this resource to help those of us on the path to heal ourselves and live the way he wants us to live. It has changed the course it has changed the course my whole family was on. We are grateful. That was from my friend Cassidy there. A good friend of mine, Kat, writes this. I was going through troubling times in the spring of 2017, and the Father made a way for On That Day Ministries to visit for a day. So before I go there, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we go out and do. So this is a testimony of that work, so that we ask for support for every week. So this is a recipient of that. The Father revealed that when I was 5 years old, I made a vow with the enemy that I would never trust him with my life, which allowed a negative attachment to happen. This vow meant that I spent the last 23 years operating with paranoia and fear, always feeling the need to run away from something, but not knowing what that something was. With the support and help of my husband and Cole, I broke the vow and was delivered from that lie. Since that day, the Father is continuing to bring junk up that needs cleansing and healing, which I am thankful for. I'm fully experiencing Yah's love for me, which is something I've never felt before. On That Day Ministries has been pivotal in my faith walk. This ministry has pushed me to examine myself against Scripture and to continue to seek healing and a stronger relationship with the Creator and Savior. I believe the Father is doing great things for his children through On That Day Ministries. Thank you for that, Kat. Thank you very much. Samba writes this. The Lion's Path has been like a psychology degree for me. I could tell you that a lot of people don't like it sometimes, but I do go to psychologists sometimes because the way they word the mechanics of human thought, I like. Of course, you watch it against Scripture. You're not going to agree with everything, but psychology does matter. The way we think does matter. The way we frame information and experience matters. It's the way we're built. So I like to include many of those things in. So she's not necessarily wrong that it's been like a psychology degree. It's been for me too. The Lion's Path has been like a psychology degree for me. I have listened to everyone. One thing I have applied is I have anointed my property, posted mezuzot or mezuzahs, to Englishize that word, prayed and anointed with oil all the corners of my fence line on my 20-acre property. The first time we did it, it was a Shabbat, one that fell on October 31st. We have repeated the process after another season of spiritual attack. I have also decided that I'm going to take the Splunkna course and help members of my community with healing this way. I highly recommend it. We need more people working in the Hebrews to get through their stuff right now. I believe it's a gift that the Father's given us in these last days to clean up and to get those spots and the wrinkles out of the body. So I wanted to take a moment and before I got a couple more to read, I got one young lady who sent in something here as well. So let me see. Let me finish that and then we can small print on my phone. So Laura writes, "Hi there. Sometime within the last week or so, I prayed and asked the Father how to approach him. I told him I knew he wanted me to feel like his child, but that he was also the king. And I was confused and didn't want to be disrespectful. Today was the first time I had the chance to listen to your teaching from last week on Hebrew Nation Radio and was literally word for word addressing my question." That's something that many of you have blessed us with it seems like the messages always come right on time. And I can tell you that I think it's because we're all in the same process. They come right on time for me as well. They come right on time for everything that we're doing, what we're going through, what we're struggling with. And we see the issues in the Hebrews. We see the issues. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of done harping on the Hebrew roots as a whole. Because to be honest with you, I did a teaching years back called Why the Hebrew Roots Movement Will Fail. And to be fair, it has failed. But at the same time, it's being redeemed. It's being purified. It's being cleansed. It's almost like we tried to do it on our own for so long without him. And now there is a hunger and a thirst. And we started to see the empty religion that we were beginning to make again, many of us anyways. And people began to cry out for the Most High. People began to cry out and call on him for his power to overcome. You know, the feeding of the knowledge is tremendous. And without knowledge, as people are slain. Yes, of course. I got it. But at the same time, his healing presence and his power is way more necessary. Because if we take the word of Yah and we mix it with our pain and our bias and our emptiness, we end up perverting it. And we end up causing it to become something it's never meant to be. We end up using it in a way that's unholy, rather than, you know, for teaching and reproof and all these type of things. And for improving our behavior and ourselves, we end up just pointing out everybody else's flaws. We end up pointing out everybody else's sin. And if we haven't focused on our own, then we are literally pointing out the speck in someone else's eye and ignoring the plank in our own eye. When it comes down to it, every single person that sent in a testimony, they had to confront something in themselves. They had to confront that pain, that hurt, that anguish, that grief, the rejection, whatever it was, the strongholds, the lies, the vows that they've made. Every single one of them had to do that. Every single one of them had to use that intestinal fortitude, that courage. There comes a point where your brain shuts off. All your reason has to go out the door. And you just have to walk and walk and walk, even if you don't know where you're going, even if you don't know what's going on. But what I'm going through right now is causing me so much pain that I'm following the Father and I'm gutting it out. You know, the thing is that intestinal fortitude is part of that phrase that we have in our walk these days, or in our language these days, something called, he's got guts, she's got guts. We're saying they have intestinal fortitude, that courage that goes beyond reason, goes down into the seat of emotions in your stomach, the seat of your movement, everything. In the ancient world, they didn't view the mind or the heart as the seat of emotion. They called it the gut was the seat of emotion. When Jeremiah cried out, my guts, he's crying out in anguish from a place so deep within him, it affected his stomach, his bowels. Emile Dorian writes this, strong people alone know how to organize their suffering so as to bear only the most necessary pain. That is the thing, is that when it comes to these shows, it compartmentalizes us. We need to focus on this week. We need to focus on this week. We need to focus on what's going on with this week. And we tend to forget when we look at the big picture. We tend to forget when we see the whole amount of work that needs to get done in our lives or in the body or whatever it may be. And this is probably one of the most abused scriptures. But we forget that it's still a promise for us and still a statement of fact. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That submission is something that causes so many of us the fear of being vulnerable with him. The shame comes alongside of it, and we're afraid that he's going to reject us. But he called us while we were still in the worst of our conditions. When it comes down to it, so many of us just need to gather that place within us and realize in Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We pray that the Lion's Path has been an instrument that the Father has given you to approach him, to remind you that all of us need to approach him in that, to that throne of grace, to receive the mercy. I have been in so many periods during these last 5 years that I have been in need of healing, in need of resources, or in need of just, Father, I just need your love right now. I just need to hear you. I just need to come into your presence and be reminded of who you are. What is it that you're doing? Most of all, my brothers and sisters, I want to bring this to you in the last few minutes of the show this evening. I want to challenge you, encourage you, whatever it may be, to be what they call gutsy, to show that courage, to show that determination, and to show what spirit dwells within you. Be gutsy. Step out of that comfort zone. I right now, the Father's laid it on me once again to attempt to write a book, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, Father, you know, this is way harder than I thought it would be. Well, my choice is I can either do the hard thing or I can be a rebel. Well, I don't want to be a rebel. I don't want to do something that's, or I do not, I don't want to not do something he wants me to do. That means doing the hard thing and leaving my comfort zone. And it's funny because I say, you know, what do I need to know? And I start looking up what writers say, and all of them say writing's hard. And it is. It's a lot harder than I gave it credit for. But if he wants me to do it, he's going to get what he wants. And it comes down to it, there's just this gut it out. Just gut it out. I love when this walk is fun. I love when it's joyful. I love when there's celebrations, remembrances of his goodness and his acts and his power, and seeing his power in our lives every day. There comes down to it when we simply have to grind and do what he wants us to do for his purpose, to become that person. And in those moments, my brothers and sisters, those moments create the endurance and create the character and create everything that we need to walk after him. Intestinal fortitude is what is needed, and we pray that this show, no matter what, gives you that to face something in you, something oppressive from the adversary, something from the world, to stand in the authority, to be that bold lion, that righteous believer, that righteous servant of the Most High, that can do all things with his strength. We'll see you next week. Shalom.